Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about improvements to Knoxville through Knoxville's long-term planning. At the end of the meeting, you gave a presentation, a much-anticipated presentation of the long-term planning of Knoxville. Take us through the highlights of that, if you could. I know it's going to be a little bit of a long one, but take us through the highlights of that and what exactly of that City of Knoxville should be excited about.
Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of moving pieces to this, so I'll try and do it as succinctly and clearly as I can. Well, you know, part of this is a discussion we've started with the school district. And so we've had conversations about the tennis courts at Young's Park. The school district has been told that they are no longer eligible to host home tennis meets at Young's Park, just with the concerns of safety. The courts have degraded to a point where there's a lot of liability and safety issues there. And so the school is really interested in bringing new courts to Knoxville. And as a city, we certainly are interested in that too. So the school would like to help us put together a project to bring 8 new courts that would be across the street from the high school on ground held by the city, immediately adjacent to the rec center. And as part of that, that would mean that our skate park would go away. And so my recommendation last night was that I don't want to see the skate park go away. I would like to see a new skate park built that will be lower maintenance for us as a staff, that will last longer and be more reflective of current trends versus what was done, say, 20 so years ago. And so my recommendation to council last night was that the school district take on the costs of building those tennis courts in a partnership with us, and that the city move forward with a fulfillment of a master plan that came out 2 years ago for Young's Park. And that would include redoing the south end of Young's Park with additional play structures, a rope climbing structure, some beach volleyball pits, and perhaps most significantly, having that brand new skate park. And that way, construction starts on the tennis courts. There might be a short time where there's not a skate park, but it would be a short period of time, and that something much newer, nicer, and in much better shape would come and take its place on the south side of Young's Park. The other recommendation was to move forward with some work on the north side of Young's Park. That would happen in 2019. That would include a splash pad, a new shelter, restroom, concession area, a lot more paving both north and south to accommodate folks there for sporting events, help out during nationals with all the traffic that comes through Young's Park. Really a lot of upsides, and also new bathrooms for the south side of Young's Park too. And I know that's something we've heard a lot about from the community, that the restrooms are not in good shape, and we would love to be able to bring a nicer new product to the community. So I think this is really going to be a big project, and one that I think a lot of people have felt is a long time coming. We're excited to do that, and we had a lot of good council support, I felt like, last night, a good discussion about that. And the last piece would be to move forward with some work at the Knoxville Airport. This is really a great opportunity for the community. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, brings forward grants that are 90-10, meaning for every dollar we put in, they'll put in $9. And so the discussion was to sell about $500,000 in bonds for them. But the great part is, for our $500,000, we'll see $5 million worth of work done at the airport, with the plan being to rework that runway. That runway is in the neighborhood of 50 years old. It's been taken through its useful life and then some. It really is due for a redo. In fact, the FAA has said that we will not be eligible for future FAA grants until the runway is reworked and that problem is resolved. And so, you know, these funds will just be out there, and Knoxville will miss them until we address this issue with them. The other thing that the $500,000 bond sale will bring would be additional hangar space. We currently have a wait list of almost 20 planes, so we know that any hangars we build will be filled as soon as the last nail is driven and the paint dries. And so we're excited to be able to offer that service. It helps the airport to recover some of the revenue and really keeps one of our economic development and tourism engines going in town, with keeping the airport current and viable. So a lot of exciting projects. I think, you know, especially as we see these in the context of a new mile of trails getting added and the expansion of the library. Really excited to bring a lot of good things to the community in the next, we'll say, 24 to 36 months. I think it's going to be a lot different in Knoxville in a couple of years than it is today, and we're really excited to be able to do that.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. Your home isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.